flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, San Diego?
Oh, wrong one.
Here we go.
Take two. Check.
Check.
What a smooth operation this is.
Welcome in.
I blame Tony for shoving his mouth.
It had nothing
beef
to
jerky.
Do with it. I was ready. My mic was not. 201. Welcome in. Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Cello, Matthew Scraby. The Roki Sasaki watch continues. Down to the final three: Padres, Dodgers, and Toronto. Maybe. We'll check in with Matt Snyder. He has a. Some ideas about that one in particular. But, gentlemen, how are you?
I was really good yesterday when I saw the video, or the apparent video. I still have not gotten any confirmation on this thing.
Zero confirmation.
Yeah. The supposed video that somebody shot from their apartment complex overlooking Petco Park, that it was Roki Sasaki, and he was throwing down in the Petco Park bullpen, and he had Padre gear on, and
to Ethan Salas, by the way.
And I was thinking, all right, well, this
people
is
have
the
made that been able to.
Oh,
put
now
that
it's Ethan Salas.
Ethan Salas is catching
oh, really?
The bullpen.
Was Manny Machado standing there as a
no,
potential
but if you
hitter?
Look, there are a lot of the who's sitting around watching this
well,
little bullpen session.
I hope
that
it's
doing.
I hope it's a real video, because if it is, it makes me feel pretty good
but
about the
been
Padres'
a
chances. But I what is the development now? What do
so,
you got?
We were trying to find. I was trying
what,
to find.
We got another tail. We got a tail
the
number.
The authenticity
something?
Of this video. So I went back to it this morning, and it was deleted. So I did a little searching, and apparently this is a real video. The person deleted the tweet because they stole it from, or maybe I don't know about stealing it, but they posted it, and it's not their video, and so they felt bad.
So
they deleted it.
Wait, hold on. You said apparently it's a real video. What in the evidence is telling you that it is authentic and real?
Because if you look at the field, everything looks the same.
So nothing real. No,
and Roki Sasaki is wearing Padres colors.
Okay.
I am so glad that as soon as this video came out yesterday, I questioned it. I questioned it immediately.
Listen, I'm not saying.
And I'm kind of glad I did, honestly.
I'm not saying that it's not him, but there is zero evidence that it is 100%.
We don't know anything. Yeah. I mean, we're basically going to have to sit here and, you know, just cross our fingers. And if we're mindful to pray, then a couple of prayers probably wouldn't hurt either at this point. So, you know, but, you know, it's going to be a few days and we're going to know. And Matt Snyder does have the latest on it. And we'll give it to you here in
update.
A little update.
The video is authentic. However,
how do you know this?
We cannot confirm it's Roki Sasaki, but his throwing motion does look like
Are you telling me that the Padres sent your source? Where's this coming from? I can't reveal sources.
Are you kidding?
Please reveal
them. Did you just get a text message?
I did. I just got a text message from someone in the know.
Scrape, you know someone in the know.
Of course I do. Are you kidding
I think
me?
What really happened is that Tony Patrica, the Padre equipment guy, dressed up as Roki Sasaki and went out there to throw some pitches just to throw everybody off
then.
The trail. Okay.
I love Tony Patrica. He's like a family member, but I promise you his body is not moving like that. Right?
I don't think it is either. But.
Can you tell me if it's normal for a free agent to wear I'm genuinely asking, to wear team colors before they're actually on that team?
I'll just pose the question to you this way. Do you think Corbin Burnes went into any of the facilities and threw a bullpen for any of the teams?
I don't know, honestly.
The answer is no.
Okay.
So this is not the same as free agency, clearly.
If
Roki is working out or throwing a bullpen, that would be, I think most agents would not allow that. However, he's different. I mean, maybe he's different. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
That's a great point, though, Tony. I mean, why if he'd already made up his decision, truly has made up his decision, and just waiting till Wednesday to announce it, why would he run out there and throw some pitches just for fun?
I mean, it
doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right. Like I said, maybe it's him. I don't know. And we'll find out. I'm sure, by the way, that the detail you gave us that the picture is authentic. I'm sure it's not a fake picture.
Yeah, it's not AI.
Right.
It's a video, by the way.
I was pretty positive.
Those are moving pictures.
I was pretty positive of that. But to now, whether it's Roki, I think that's a whole other question.
Never mind.
It's not even though if like we had like a low video version where you could kind of maybe analyze height. It's from like the top balcony.
It's from way up there. Yeah, they look like little ants down there. How do you know that's Roki Sasaki's throwing motion from where that video is from?
I never said the Ethan Salas.
You said that exactly
no,
to
I'm
Ethan
that
Salas.
People said that. I can't confirm.
We know that people means one guy on Twitter. We've come to learn that over the years.
You know what's so funny is that these things end up being right, and then you guys give me zero credit for it.
But you don't deserve any credit. You're guessing.
I'm the one who believes in it. So what? Deserve credit.
You don't get any credit for believing?
Chris, will you fix your camera? It's really bothering me.
I'm on screen. What's that? Oh, there we go. Sorry, guys.
No, it's still off.
No, it's the green light's on. I don't know. Uh-oh. I'm looking.
You need to enable your camera.
No, you know what? Remember you took the connection out of this side and put it over there yesterday.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I'm gonna come over there. No, the connection's
out. You took it out yesterday when I couldn't remember my password.
That's right.
Now I can remember my password. I'm on actually, you know.
Steph says, are we a bit obsessed with Sasaki or what? Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Clearly.
Wait a minute. We should be obsessed. This is how important this whole thing is. One of these guys on one of the ESPN Plus, you know, insider guys.
That you pay money for.
That I pay money for. Well, I'm trying to read it, but Scraby's got my mouse now, so I can't go down and read it. He's rearranging my camera. Thank you. All right. But one of the ESPN guys talking about Sasaki and what makes him such a coveted free agent and et cetera, said straight up, he very well could be the best pitcher in baseball as soon as he steps out on the field. I don't know that he will be. Maybe that's a lot to put on anybody. But the point being, that's why we should be obsessed with this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to change the trajectory of the Padres, you know, with one announcement. And it's going to change the direction and the trajectory of the Padres the other way if he decides not to come here. So it's absolutely that big of a deal. I mean, I thought that the guy was good and he's going to be a good rotation piece for somebody in the middle somewhere. But when I start reading, no, he's at this age, he's already as good as anybody there is in Major League Baseball. Now that sounds like a lot.
Which writer?
Well, I'm trying to actually find it, and that's why I'm not saying the guy's name. Okay. I think it was Schoenfeld said it. Schoenfeld.
Okay. Okay.
One of those guys.
Well, the guy we can never have on.
Well, I'm just telling you that, I mean, it's, you know, crazy that people are thinking he's this good. So he means all that
that's
to
why
us.
He's coveted.
Yeah.
That's why he's coveted. And he's cheap for a guy with, you know, that much potential, where he could just come in day one and be the best pitcher in the league.
Here's Schoenfeld. With his power fastball splitter combo, I compare him to two former Major League Baseball greats, Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
I'm just reading what I'm writing.
No, I know. I just, when you said power fastball split combination.
Schoenfeld goes on to say, sorry, this I did find it, Tony. He's entering his age 23 season, and it's not a stretch to say he has the potential to be the best starter in baseball.
There you go. That's what the obsession
is. I mean, that's
why
we're interested.
I think Padres fans just also want to win. Like, it would be such a good win to have someone of his caliber.
Oh, you're talking about just win in terms of
win as in, like, just get something good to happen to this franchise, because it's been kind of rough this offseason. If he comes to the team, not only is he inserted into the rotation immediately, but, like you guys said, he makes no money compared to his talent level. And that is the cheat code part of it. Because he has to go through 6 years of a rookie contract just like everybody else.
Is it six, though?
Or five? I mean, he has to go through arbitration.
No, I don't think so.
Because he's under 25. Because when you're over...
What was Kim when he came over?
Ooh, I don't know what his age is, but...
I'm not even going to lie that I know the exact rules of that, but I do feel like...
He's 29 now, so Kim probably came over when he was 25, which is a free agent contract, but he was also in the KBO. The NPB, Nippon Professional Baseball, they have different rules. Like, you have to be over 25 to come over and get a free agent contract. If you leave before, you have to go through the rookie contracts and the international signings, and man... I feel like an expert on this stuff.
You sound like one.
You're not.
You sound like one.
Why would you say that, Chris?
You're not. Just straight, you're not.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about, everyone.
Matt Snyder will join us later on in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little bit about Roki. We'll talk a little bit about the free agency. He's getting ready for the Hall of Fame that's coming up here shortly. Or Hall of Fame vote, I should say, that's coming up here shortly. He'll talk a little bit about
when
that.
We confirmed that he's not allowed to vote for you.
Yes, yes.
We tried to get a vote for you, but he said you're off the ballot, unfortunately.
Yeah, I need another trip to Cooperstown, Tony.
Yes,
let's go.
It would be good. Come on, Tony. Get in there.
I might have one in the works. I don't know if you guys will be able to have one in the works.
Mean Prince?
If Prince goes?
No.
Oh.
If CC gets in.
Oh, CC, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, CC Sabathia.
He'll get in. I very might well have to make a trip to... Not have to. That's not like a punishment or
didn't
something.
Didn't you say the next time you're going to go
I think
CC?
I did say that, so... We'll see.
Do you think Prince will be a Hall of Famer? Side
no,
note?
He'll be sure. He won't get enough votes.
All right.
He's he'd probably be on the ballot here now.
Soon.
Yeah, coming up. Nonetheless, full show for you. Play at round one of the NFL playoffs finally came to an end.
Yeah,
and,
Scraby's best friend.
Came to a crashing halt.
Hey, don't call... He wasn't the one throwing those passes behind every receiver.
He himself did not have a great game. Nobody did.
No.
On that sideline. Come on.
I will support my best friend until I die.
I will say that I thought my man Darnold was in trouble when they panned to him at one point. His eyes were like popping out of his head.
He kept doing this.
It had the same look that he had when he said he was seeing ghosts on the Jet sideline when he was a former Jet. But it was weird. Like, the very next drive was when they scored, and all of a sudden, like, the pupils weren't as... the boys was lit when he was under pressure, man. I haven't seen that many balls thrown behind...
He looks so
wide
bad.
Receivers,
but I also haven't seen an offensive line play that badly since
Swiss
since
cheese.
Miami about a month ago in front of Tua.
Swiss
that
cheese.
Was so bad.
Yeah,
I mean, in defense of Darnold, you know, we'll get
he
into
had
the
no
game
time.
More. Yeah, there isn't a lot of quarterbacks
nah,
who would have
right.
played a great game last night under those circumstances. I must say,
I think the difference for Darnold is when once you get him into that mode. He can't pull himself out of that point.
Nah.
Yeah. So Rams pretty much destroyed the Vikings. They made quick work of them.
Are they team of destiny right now?
We're going to find out because they're facing a pretty tough one next week.
Eagles.
Yeah.
But they're playing really well, and they're getting better each week. And Matthew Stafford, I know people don't give him credit. He is a fantastic quarterback.
They should, and this was brought up at some point during that before that game. I can't remember who said it, but they talked about how often we talk about the Peyton Mannings and the Drew Breeses of the world of getting to the line, recognizing what they see, and then changing it to a play. Matt Stafford has become extremely good at that.
Yeah,
that's probably actually at this point in his career is probably his best attribute.
He's probably got so much knowledge.
100%.
He displayed it last night. The other thing he did was anytime they did get a rusher free, he got rid of the football.
He knew where to get
somebody. Please tell Sam Darnold that is an option.
He knew, and I think that's to your point why. Your best friend, Scrape, did not have a good game. It seemed like a lot of those routes were meant for intermediate, which meant line was going to have to protect. But at some point, you realize my line is not protecting. We got to get the ball
something up.
Out of his hands. To be fair, though, I don't think Sam Darnold hit a short dump off to his running back at any point.
That's what Kevin said after the game.
Any point.
So you got to check down.
He threw balls. I mean, even when he did check down, my man, who was running back? Jones?
Aaron Jones. He hit him in the ankle a couple of times.
He had no shot to catch those balls.
I specifically remember Troy Aikman saying, oh, now the easy throws are getting hard, which is not a good thing.
It spiraled. It spiraled on Sam last night. So
it was pathetic.
That game ends round one. We'll certainly have a GBU for you later on, but we got a Christmas Fantabulous show, Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Full Gwen and Chris for you today.
I have the first fake tweet about Roki Sasaki in front of me, so no one believe it.
Hang on to it. We'll get to it on the other side. Okay. More Gwen and Chris when we return.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Underway for a Tuesday. Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. 4 hours with you today. As Tony mentioned, we have a lot lined up. Matt Snyder, CBS Sports. Going to give us the latest on Roki Sasaki, although before we get to Matt Snyder, Scraby has what he thinks is the latest. We'll let him pass that along to you here in a moment. A couple of other things we're going to look at as the show goes on today. We are finally going to get into our Mike Tomlin conversation as to whether or not he should come back as coach of the Steelers. That'll be later. Dion, could he be going to Dallas? I like Ben Higgins' tweet today. I like a lot of Ben's tweets.
You do.
This one said...
What did he say?
He said maybe Deion will be the first two-sport coach. Coach Colorado on Saturday and then go coach the Cowboys on Sundays.
That's creative, you never know
with Deion.
I don't know. You guys have staunchly... I'll save it till 3:20.
Yeah, save it for
smart
that.
Smart man.
We'll get it later.
Smart man.
And, you know, Mick Cronin, although he's UCLA, he's come under, I think, some warranted criticism for the... comments he made about his players and team last week. If you didn't hear them, we'll get into that a little later. But Jay Billis addressed that today, and I thought he hit it right on the head. So that's coming up later. Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. The Aztecs play tonight against Colorado State. It's one of those 8 o'clock games. And I will tell you, from my experience, it's not the Aztecs' fault in any way, shape, or form. Game's not going to start at 8 o'clock. Because there's 3 games before it, which means they always have to delay the tip-off for the previous game to finish. So, you know, just bring a pillow if you're going to the Aztec game. You're going to be there late tonight. Don't bring a pillow. It's going to be fun. I think it'll be a great game. Colorado State's good. Aztecs trying to bounce back after their loss on Saturday. All right, Scraby, go ahead. Tell us the latest bit of wrong information you have on Roki Sasaki.
Who was it that said we were obsessed? It's really
Steph. I think
Steph is really scraby.
I'm very obsessed with Roki Sasaki. I have alerts in my phone for Roki Sasaki.
He is obsessed. We're just in. Well, we're rightly interested. He's obsessed.
I like unicorns on teams, and that's what he is. He's a unicorn, and he could be a Padre.
We hope he is a unicorn.
I know. I am putting a lot of eggs
in
the basket.
That's what I'm saying, though. You got to protect yourself a little bit.
Here's what we got to be careful about. Because tomorrow is the day he can actually start.
Doesn't mean he will, everybody.
Correct. But that means more and more false things are going to come out starting tomorrow.
So from as soon as midnight hits.
Yeah.
Vegas Gambling Steam on Twitter.
Steam?
Yes.
There's your first clue.
Breaking news, MLB, Dodgers, and Roki Sasaki have a deal in principle. Meetings rested this week to finalize the contract.
Why are you even telling us this? This is totally
because
false.
I'm telling everyone, if they read this and they're concerned, it's fake. It's not true. First comment says, source.
I often think to myself, who does this? Like, you're sitting in front, the brilliant idea comes to your head.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to make it up. Roki Sasaki has signed. Sasaki has signed.
That's something you could trick people with. But Roki Sasaki has signed.
Roki Sasaki has signed with the Dodgers. Like, what is it that goes through your mind? It's like this is it right here.
I often think about this too. I think they're the pranksters, like the guys who used to put whoopee cushions and stuff. Like that's the new prankster.
That's what it is. Prank
is trying to prank, but you got to have a better account. Like when we first started referencing that account in San Diego, Mike Hawk.
That's right.
And he had this picture that made him look
what was his name again?
Mike.
Never mind. I got it. I got it.
Like that.
Yes, I got it.
We started. He made whoever ran that account made it look like a real reporter's account. Right. And so we may or may not have seen some of those things.
We may have seen it, but certainly
just be on the lookout.
Came out of my mouth.
As I said yesterday, starting tomorrow, Tony, if that guy from Shark Tank flies to Toronto,
we know
expect a story to come popping out and some cameras to be available.
Because
everyone's going to be reporting every which way, and 90% of it's going to be incorrect, maybe even a higher percentage than that.
Yeah.
I mean, till you have an actual announcement,
people are going to make things up.
People are going to just make things up. And it may be, like you said, tomorrow's the first day.
Right.
But he's got a week, basically, to actually, make it known. So we could be in for 4 or 5 days of craziness. We really could.
Just make the decision.
I hope for Grady's sake that that's not the case.
You've also had, 3 months to think about this?
Maybe. He's just now going on trips, apparently.
Came over the weekend to Petco.
The Dodgers supposedly get the last meeting. That's today, right?
Yes.
So, I mean...
how could he get up to L.A. if he was in San Diego throwing on the mound last night?
I mean, there's something called a car. I know that you're used to horse and buggy, but...
That's right. If he was really here, he'd have no way of getting there by Pony Express to L.A.
He could take a couple different ways to get up to L.A. at this point. But
I know.
We are all sitting on our hands hoping for the best.
Yeah, and it is kind of, people that are saying it's just, it's not that big of a deal. I got to tell you, it is. It really, truly is.
It's shaping up that way.
It really, truly is. I mean, who else are the Padres going to get that's going to be able to have an impact like a guy that has, according to, people in the know, a chance to be the best pitcher in baseball? Doesn't mean he will, but, just that kind of scouting report has to be tantalizing to Padre fans.
Think about
it.
Tantalizing.
Cease. Sasaki. Or actually, let me start this over. King. Cease. Darvish. Sasaki. Your first four pitchers.
Cease is still on the team.
That's true. But right now, that is the rotation if Sasaki chose the Padres.
I hope he does. I hope he does. It's obviously one of the more coveted pieces available, if not the most coveted piece available due to his age and ceiling of how good he could be. So certainly hoping for the best for the Pods. I think that would go a long way.
One quick note, and I think we have to report these things, even though it's not what we wanted to have to report about it. We told you last week about the passing of former USD pitcher and Baltimore Oriole pitcher Brian Mattis, fourth overall pick many years ago in the draft, died at the age of 37 and there was nothing reported as to the cause of death. Well, a police report obtained by the Baltimore newspaper, the Baltimore Banner, says that he died of an apparent drug overdose. So
I was scared of that.
Yeah, it's sad to pass that news along, but you know, we're in the business of doing that. Look, we bring it up in a, you know, it's sad to bring that up. The other side of bringing this up, as Scraby and I will certainly say, and Tony will agree, people out there struggle with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a situation where you're struggling with something, you know, get help. And yeah. I'm not saying Brian Mattis didn't get help. I don't know, you know,
yeah.
But you hate to see something get to that stage.
I go to AA every single week for the most part.
Right.
I see and hear stories, and you cannot, you're taking your life into your hands when you, you know, when you do drugs. I mean, recreationally, you're taking your life into your hands. So think about that before you do it. Like, is this worth it? Because things like this, and Sean Burrow?
Yeah. Sean Burrow
was also died of an overdose.
Burrows.
It's very sad. And these things happen all the time. You got to be very careful. And so that's why I think we bring it up, Chris, is to remind people.
That too.
For sure.
But, I mean, I'm concerned about people that are in a state of mind where they feel like they have to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope that if you ever feel like you're headed there, reach out.
Well said.
You know, around you.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break. Matt Snyder joins us next from CBS Sports. He has his latest on Roky Sasaki and some of the other free agents, including Jurickson Profar. Now, you know, there's still plenty of hope about Jurickson out there coming back to San Diego. We'll get the latest from a guy who knows a ton about it next on Gwen and Chris.
Indeed, 2:36 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Matthew Scraby, Matt Snyder will join us here shortly. Obviously, the fires up in Los Angeles have taken a major toll on the individuals up there, and the San Diego Food Bank is supporting the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank's ongoing relief efforts by collecting donations of non-perishable food supplies through Thursday, January 16th. Which will be delivered at the end of the week. Items can be dropped off at either of their warehouses in Miramar and Vista. The LA Regional Food Bank has requested the following items for donations: water, energy bar, pop top tuna and chicken, raisins and other dried fruit trail mix, peanut butter crackers, cheese crackers, 100% juice boxes, individual cereal boxes, diapers, and wipes. For complete details, visit sandiegofoodbank.org/LA wildfires. Continue to keep the people of Los Angeles in your prayers. Matt Snyder joined us. We'll join us here shortly to talk a little bit of baseball as it pertains to Sasaki, to Jurickson Profar.
Yes, and Matt Snyder said that we in San Diego are actually in his prayers as far as hoping we get Sasaki. I think he'd like to see us get him.
I know.
Where was I going?
He definitely doesn't want to have L.A.
I don't think anybody wants the Dodgers to get him other than the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Right?
I would definitely agree with that. So without further ado, let's get Matt Snyder and talk some baseball.
And we're talking some baseball, as we like to do, with our guy Matt Snyder from CBS Sports. Matt, how are you? This is January. Are you ramping up yet, or is it still a little early?
I've been doing a lot of stuff on the Hall of Fame and having a lot of fun doing it, so I'm good. I was exchanging texts with Will Middlebrooks yesterday, one of my colleagues at CBS, and he said, how are you excited yet or whatever? I was like, I don't really get the itch until after the Super Bowl. I think I'm good enjoying the off season, and then once the Super Bowl is done, then I'm like, all right, yeah, let's get to some baseball. So I'm still good for a little bit.
Well, as far as we're concerned here in San Diego, as you may have imagined, we're kind of getting the itch to hear from Roky Sasaki, and hopefully we're a few days away from hearing that. Let's ask, I mean, what are you hearing, if anything? And, I mean, what are our chances, do you think? I mean, it's obviously down to three teams. Are the Padres legit here?
Yes, 100%. I don't think the Blue Jays are. It seemed a little weird to see that in there. But, hey, if there's three finalists, then surely he's at least strongly considering the Blue Jays. It feels like he's just going to end up with the Dodgers, and that's kind of annoying, frankly, a little boring. I'm holding out hope that he'll go to the Padres. I feel like there's an avenue there, which you can't step into a guy's head. And obviously, joining the World Series champions and joining, it's been said that Shohei Ohtani was his idol growing up. So getting to play with your idol, that's a big, big deal. But, you know, you'd like to also think that there's a potential selling point on, you're just going to be another face in the crowd with the Dodgers. You're going to be an also-ran. You're not going to be that big of a deal. You go to San Diego, you're going to be a frontline starter from day one. I mean, unfortunately, it looks like they might even trade Dylan Cease at some point. So you could argue that either he or Michael King would be the ace pretty early in the season. And this is a team that has already made strides into the playoffs, a deep playoff run in 2022, only one game from eliminating the champion last year. So you could be somebody who helps put this team over the top. That sounds like a very good selling point.
Yeah.
Again, you can't put yourself in somebody else's head. And I agree that the Dodgers seem like a huge selling point as well. And if I were in his shoes, I don't know for sure which one I would take. Again, you'd like to be able to say, oh, man, I would totally want to be the frontline starter and want to play on the team that hasn't won the World Series. But, you know, it's probably also awfully enticing to think, hey, look, Yamamoto and Ohtani just joined the Dodgers last year and they won the World Series. Maybe the same thing will happen for me. So that also has to seem like a big selling point.
Matt Snyder, CBS Sport, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And, Matt, I want to get to your thoughts as we get towards the end. I also want to get your thoughts on this free agent. We're talking about Saki, a different kind of free agent. Does this year's free agency, I know we still got a little bit of time, does it feel a little light? Because it does seem like, yes, some of them are on the board, but in a slow process as some of these names.
Slow. Last year I wrote something about how I wouldn't mind seeing something like cutting moves after the winter meetings and not allowing signings again until spring training. Maybe that would kind of more activity. Then yeah. Again, maybe it would pull a lot more guys for agency for spring training. Who knows? I do know that it gets to be pretty tedious.
Yeah.
I mean, still waiting around for Alex Bregman and Pete Alonso and Jack Flaherty. Like, come on already. Let's go. I remember, you know, not that long ago, Albert Pujols signed during the winter and it was 2011 heading into 2012. And it felt like the only big free agent left was Prince Fielder. And he signed, like, I think in the middle of January with the Tigers. And that, like, everybody else was pretty much done other than Prince. And now we get so many guys dragging on and on and on. And, you know, I am envious of, I think about, like, in the NFL and NBA where it's, like, just an absolute flurry. And then it's over 3 days. I wouldn't mind that at all. But growing tired with how long it's taking, I'll say that.
Matt, the Padres situation here, obviously this lawsuit has come up. In your experience covering baseball and other teams that have gone through maybe similar type situations, can or does something like put the Padres in a situation where it may be more difficult for them to go out and get the people they desire to get?
It's possible. I think that the biggest thing is, and it's already started happening, is the tamping down on the available payroll. Which, again, it already started to happen, unfortunately, after Mr. Seidler passed away. I think that if there were a situation, this one set aside, but if there were a situation where ownership still, no matter who was fighting with what, but ownership still said, basically spend whatever you want, I don't really think it would affect the front office that much because the front office is just dealing with baseball operations. They would know that the money was there. It seems like it might be a little bit of disarray ahead of them. But again, if there was a situation where the ownership was like, hey, we have this fight right now, but you can still do whatever you want, I don't think that would affect things. But the problem is when as much money has been spent in future years, as is the case with the Padres, and then you have a fight over money, it looks like, and needing to tamp down on the salary to the point that I just mentioned earlier that Dylan Cease might be traded. Yes, that section's dealing with
the. There's no doubt about it that you've seen situations like this in the past certainly affect payroll. We'll have to wait and see how this one goes. thinking about a guy like Jerickson Profar, Matt, he had a career year this season, a legit one at that. Goes into free agency, and we're looking at the time. We just finished talking about the slowness of this process. He's still out there. I tend to believe this maybe makes the Padres' chances better to bring him back. What do you see for a guy like Jerickson Profar? It doesn't seem at this point that the market has been maybe what he wants it to be.
Yeah, I mean, he probably needs a few more guys to sign and kind of get out of the way so there's a little bit more certainty on where some guys are, especially somebody like Santander,
yeah,
who might be a corner outfielder type, might be out there looking for a similar type job. They're both switch hitters, something like that. Maybe Santander goes, and then it opens up the market for Profar. But I do have to say, I think you're on to something, that the longer it goes on, it looks like maybe you get into a situation where the player thinks, okay, I've just got to take a one-year deal and kick the can down the street. And if you're going to do that, then wouldn't a spot where you're already very comfortable be the team to do that with? So, yeah, I think that the longer this drags out, the more it looks like the Padres might be able to bring him back. And I got to say, I hadn't even thought about him for a little bit, and then it was earlier today, I was looking at the free agency list, and I saw Profar on there. I was like, man, we haven't heard anything about him all offseason, and I felt awful because it's like he was the top prospect in baseball in 2012 when he came up with the Rangers, and he didn't really stick for a while. And then he finally found his niche as a utility guy. But last year, he actually broke out as an all-star. And for a while, a legitimate top five or top 10 MVP candidate. He ended up 14th. And it's like, now he's finally going to get his flowers, get a big payday, get his due. And instead, there's just been nothing about him. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, the good news for Jerickson is we will provide a nice, soft, comfortable, happy landing place for him if he wants to come back. Matt, you mentioned the Hall of Fame and your involvement and breaking all of that down. So give us a quick rundown. How is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s chances? Is his ballot time run out?
Well, I think you're off.
You're off.
I've been retired by more than 5 years. It's been a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Who are we talking about right now?
I think, well, obviously Ichiro is going to get in, and the only question with him is how close he gets to 100%. It's fun that I initially thought CeCe Sabathia, maybe he'll make it on the first try. Maybe he won't. He's going to be borderline for a lot of people. I'm pleased, and seeing the returns, it looks like he's going to fly in really easily, which makes me happy because he was one of my favorite players to watch for such a long time and a great guy and a great ambassador for baseball. I think it's great that he's going to get in on first ballot. And it looks like Billy Wagner is going to be really, really close again, but I think he will get in this time on his 10th and final try. I think that's going to be our three-man class this year from the BBWAA side.
Well, Matt, you're in our class. We appreciate you joining us, as always.
Sir.
Enjoy the rest of the off season, sir, and we look forward to catching up with you spring training or so. Thanks again.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Take care, guys.
There he is, Matt Snyder. That's everything we know. It's everything he knows. So do we feel better after that or worse after that?
Same.
I'm going to tell you, no, I feel worse.
You feel worse?
I do, because he said that he's thinking it's the Dodgers and it's a just fait accompli. You know, but
that
then, you know, and then
that
he went and made
it. Rokie's thinking Dodgers.
I know. He made a case for the Padres, a good case. I'm assuming the Padres are making the same case, which is come here and be a star or go to L.A. and just be one of the guys. The problem with that thinking is that, you know, when it, like, I look at college recruiting and football mostly, guys seem like they'd rather be the fifth string running back at Alabama than the first string running back at Ole Miss.
They used to, before NIL popped in.
Oh, now, that's right.
Now they don't want to be.
Now they just go where the most money is. Yeah. But I don't know if there's something that draws people to that, you know, that situation. And I hope that Roky Sasaki is drawn to this situation.
Yeah, man. I think I know it's easy to fall into Man, the Dodgers get everything they want. Because, right, it feels like that. Because the Padres haven't been able to do much. And the Dodgers have been able to re-sign and add to their roster. So, it certainly feels like right now that they get everything they want. But we've seen him turn down the Giants, the Yankees. Who was the other ones?
Cubs, Mets, Rangers.
Yeah, a bunch of teams.
So a lot of
fallen
big
by the wayside.
Teams have fallen by the wayside, but there's
That's
one
true.
Remaining, and that is the Dodgers. And so until they're off the, I mean, one big market team.
Well, Toronto's a huge market, right?
It is, but you know, as you heard from Matt, he doesn't think that one's real. He doesn't think that that's a possibility. So if we're listening to Matt on the Dodgers being the lead dog, we can listen to him on him thinking the Blue Jays don't have much of a chance.
But honestly, I don't care if we come in second or 12th.
You want to come
in first. I just want to come in first,
yeah,
right?
I think everybody does.
Yeah, so it's not going to do any good. Tony, we didn't get your thoughts yesterday. Donovan Solano signing a free agent contract with the Mariners.
Yeah. Mariners for $3.5 million.
$3.5 million. Should the Padres have spent that? You think on Donovan or I don't know that they should have.
Should they have? I mean, I don't know if the word
we don't know
should.
That the option was there, right?
Right.
We don't know.
We
but.
Don't. I mean, listen. When you was the young man they signed from the former Brewer that we just brought in,
Brusseau. Yeah.
I mean, similar.
Hopefully, Brusseau is a younger
roles,
version,
right? I think that's what you're hoping, and are you paying a guy. Do you have Solano if he's making 3.5 last year? Probably not. You probably pass. So you're kind of trying to find the same type magic. Doesn't mean he'll play the exact same role, but same idea. Cheaper, get some production out of him in that kind of role. And I mean, you hope for the best.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing about Mike Brusseau. He's had some moments, but he's going to have to hit like 400 against left-handed pitching if he's going to adequately replace Solano.
No kidding.
And that's hard to do, honestly, for
he's
anybody.
He's also going to have to wear glasses and be a substitute teacher and all this other
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, what? Oh, like
Donovan Solano.
I got you.
Substitute.
It almost went over.
Hardy,
right
har, har. There. I missed that.
I was quite upset yesterday that they didn't sign Donovan Solano, and I thought about it, and I reacted emotionally. I think the price tag.
You don't say.
Yeah. The price.
You don't say.
You responded emotionally? What?
I think the price tag of $3.5 million spoke to my brain and said, if you can't spend $3.5 million on Donovan Solano, then what are you going to spend $3.5 million on?
I feel like I've heard that same statement from you multiple times this offseason.
You know, I am still patient, and this is the longest I have ever been patient. But once Roky Sasaki makes his decision, they're going to have to start doing something.
So if he makes the decision for the Padres, do you still feel that way?
If he makes a decision with, yes,
see,
I
if
do.
He picks the Padres,
if he picks
the Padres, is all forgiven, or do you go right on to the next thing and say, okay, now what are we going to do about left field and catcher and everything else?
That's like
I move on to the next thing because those are huge parts of the team that they need to figure out. Jerkson Profar could be coming back. I have a feeling that's what's going to happen in left field.
I would love that. I think you know, as I said, as we talked about with Matt, it certainly seems like. It feels like, I shouldn't say seems. Seems like there's more to it, more meat and potatoes there. It just, the longer this thing drags out, you would think after having a career year that, you know, he wouldn't be on it. But as he said, there are still some big pieces on that board, which is a whole nother subject. You know, there's a lot of big pieces on the board. Why? What are we waiting on? Why is Santander still out there?
Why Pete Alonso?
Why is Pete Alonso still out
Alex
there?
Alex Bregman. There's some big names.
There's some big names. And, yeah. And all those probably have to come off the board before Profar starts.
Jack Flaherty?
Another one.
No, I thought Jack Flaherty went somewhere. Maybe not.
I missed that.
Not that I know of.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
Okay, we'll just go.
I just
wouldn't be the first time.
Just get it out the way.
I'm looking. No. Yeah, he's not. I'm reading also. I'm seeing an article that Santander and Jack Flaherty are open to short-term offers. So that was my first thought. Do they want a contract that's too long and the team doesn't want to commit? But if they're open to short-term offers, maybe they're just asking for too much money.
They're open to short-term offers now.
How about with Scraby?
Oh, after yeah, I mean, striking out on the long offers.
We're January almost 15th here, and that haven't signed yet. So, you know, this is where it starts to be a gut check for you at free agency. Are you willing to wait it out? Or do you going to start taking a little short-term
deals?
It's
a game deals? Of chicken at this point.
It starts to become that way. Because, listen, these are human beings, and no matter how good they are, when you don't have a job, it's
be a little unnerving.
It gets a little unnerving.
Let me ask you this, Tony, before as we go to break. Scraby said yesterday maybe Robert Suarez is a trade piece because they could get a few things for him. I said not ideal, but I'd live with Jason Adam as my closer if that's the way the Padres chose to go. Where are you at?
I'll give you my thoughts on the other side.
Wow.
3 o'clock hour.
Very good.
The tease artist right
He's
there.
Learning.
He is.
Nice job.
On the other side.